This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Security Council is welcoming the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers and calling it for it to continue after 11 days of fighting left hundreds dead, mostly Palestinians, many women and children. A statement released Saturday was approved by all 15 members. It says the council mourns the loss of civilian lives resulting from the violence and stresses the immediate need for humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian civilian population, particularly in Gaza. The statement further says it was urgent to restore calm and reiterated the importance of achieving peace based on the vision of a region where two democratic states, Israel and Palestine, live side by side with secure, recognized borders. The United States, Israel's closest ally, had earlier blocked four proposed council statements calling for a ceasefire that all other members supported, saying it could interfere with Biden administration efforts to end the hostilities. Thousands rallied Saturday night in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv, calling for coexistence between Jews and Arabs. The demonstration was one of several held across Israel to call for peace between Israelis and Palestinians in the wake of the 11 days of fighting that ended with the ceasefire on Friday. Demonstrators marched through the city and later gathered in a central square to hear from both Arab and Jewish speakers. Taiwan reported another rise in domestic COVID-19 cases on Saturday, but the health minister said the trend remains stable with new infections concentrated in the northern part of the island in and around Taipei. After months of keeping the pandemic under control, Taiwan is dealing with a surge in domestic infections. This is VOA News. The owner of a container ship that blocked the Suez Canal in March blames the canal authority over its grounding as it fights the holding of the ship and expensive fines. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, became jammed across the canal in high winds on March 23rd and remained grounded for 6 days, blocking traffic in both directions and disrupting global trade. The vessel has since been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal as the Suez Canal Authority pursues a nearly billion-dollar claim against its Japanese owner. Lawyers for the owner argued Saturday the authority had been at fault for allowing the ship to enter the waterway amid bad weather. Recordings from the ship that were presented to the court showed disagreements over whether it should even enter the canal. The ship should have been accompanied by at least two tugboats suitable for the ship's size, but that didn't happen, according to lawyers. Myanmar's junta leader said deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi was healthy at home and would appear in court in a few days in his first interview since overthrowing her in a February 1st coup. The coup has plunged the Southeast Asian country into chaos, and one of several ethnic armed groups opposed to the ruling junta advanced to attack a military post in the northwest Jade mining town on Saturday, local media said. China will uphold the leadership of the Communist Party in Tibet to further its economic development and guide Tibetan society in accordance to socialism, the region's top official said on Saturday. Chinese troops entered Tibet in 1950, and a year later, the Chinese government formally gained control over the region and its devoutly Buddhist Tibetans. The Dalai Lama fled Tibet in 1959 following a failed uprising against Chinese rule. The Philippines and China held friendly and candid talks, they say, on the South China Sea, the Philippines' foreign ministry said on Saturday, days after the minister ordered Chinese vessels out of the disputed waterway in an expletive-laced tweet. The presence of hundreds of Chinese vessels inside the Philippines' 200-mile exclusive economic zone has been the latest source of tensions between the two countries in the South China Sea, though which $3 trillion worth of goods pass each year. China's Mars rover drove from its landing platform and began exploring the surface on Saturday, according to its state-run news agency, making the country only the second nation to land and operate a rover on the red planet. And forensic workers in El Salvador unearthed the remains of multiple victims of a grisly crime scene, digging up more bodies on Friday from a pit at a home of an ex-police officer. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.